Okay, let's get into Chagiga Daf Ches, and we are on the last full daf here in the first parak of Maseches Chagiga. We're towards the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. We just spoke about the issues of smicha and the idea that smicha can be for dvarim achadim, for specific issues and areas. And smicha could be for of a temporary nature. This is a machlokas rishonim, Achronim point this out regarding the nature of the essence of smicha. Like, why would you need smicha? There is a machlokas rishonim whether you need smicha for the bezdin of geirus, right? Whether the bezdin that witnesses the geirus has to have smicha, right? If you say they need smicha, so what about manazeh? But as that we don't have smuchin, do you have to say that shlichu sayhu, the representation of batidim today, are sitting in place of those who were smuchin in the days of old, or not? That's a machlokas. Why would you need smicha for a bezdin of gerus? So the question is, what is smicha the ingredient for? If you need smicha to be called a bezdin, does smicha give you the definition of a certain stature of a bezdin, or smicha is needed for hora'a? To give a certain level of psak that's called a hora'a, so then that's why you would need smicha. So for geirus, there's no hora'a there. For geirus, you just need a bezdin. Bezdin has to witness the geirus. So if you need a smicha for the bezdin of geirus, then l'chora, it's part of the definition of bezdin. If not, then why not? Because it's not a din in bezdin, it's in hora'a, and they're not paskini there. So these details that we saw yesterday, ledvarim achadim, it seems to point into the direction that it's just for hora'ah, it's for psak, and that's what all you would need it for. You look in Eretz HaTzvir, Shechter talks about this, that for the sheet of the, he quotes as machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam, and the Tosfos and the Rambam and the Rashba, whether you need smuchim, and he quotes this idea, and then he quotes other rayas that the Rambam holds that tzorach for smicha is only regarding hora'a, not because it's the definition of bezdin. And the first point that he quotes is this Rambam based on our Gemara. V'yesh lehem limnos kol ma sheyirtzu l'dvarim yechidim. Keitzad yesh lebezdin lismoch oso be'esav heter v'lalon dinim amenes o yitnu lo rishis lahatr nedarim bilvad o liros ksamim midivrei haramam mukasha ma'od. He asks here in the Eretz Tzvi, page Reish Chavav. It's difficult. Shemana ba'alacha zu dvarim she'enem zakukim l'smicha. He quotes things that don't have anything to do with smicha. Dema pirish advarim sheyidnu lo rishus liros ksamim. Right, as we saw in the last year, to see stains between red and red. Follow lifsok she'ela binyanik ksamim lo inan bezdin. You don't need a bezdin for that. Elavade muchach lehedya. If smicha has to do with ksamim, shasmicha mishtayach as lo rak ledvarim shetzrichim bezdin, elagam ledvarim she'echad posek. Bo'enyan hu shegavra she'enenu samuch enenu yachol lahoros. A gavra that is not a samuch cannot give a psak. Vasmicha mahanya l'shavuya l'arasa hora. Smicha makes his hora'a into what's called a hora. V'lo shedvarav yu stam divrei baki. It's not just an expert talking. U'kiloshon shalamin chaschinach shekasav b'kama makomos mara makom ani l'cha. I'm not giving a psak, I'm just showing you a makar. So that's number one. Number one is that he quotes that the Rambam, the fact that, but based on our Gemara, you give smicha for dvarim yuchadim, things that don't need a bezdin. Or he quotes another idea from Zakin Mamre. So Rambam says by Zakin Mamre, the Mishnah says, Zakin Mamre, Talmud shehore la'asos pater. If you're a Talmud, so then you're cannot validly being a Zakin Mamre, right? One of the rebellious elders. What does Talmud mean? So Rashi quotes, Talmud is if you're less than 40 years old. Zakin Mamre has to be at least 40 years old. But if you look in the Rambam doesn't say a Talmud is less than 40. The Rambam says a Talmud means someone who doesn't have smicha. Somebody who doesn't have smicha. Why? So why should that make a difference? Because if he doesn't have smicha, then what he says is not called a hora'a. It's not called a hora'a, so he can't be a Zakin Mamre that gives a hora'a against the psak of the Bezdin HaGadol, but what he said is not. It's kistam pekius. And therefore, he can't be a Zakin Mamre if he doesn't have smicha. And there are other rayas as well that the Rambam holds that it's a din of hora. So again, that's important relating to what we were just talking about at the end of the shiur yesterday. Okay, we continue. So we had two versions, though. We stopped after one, the different versions of the letter. The letter of recommendation that Reb Chia Bar Acha came to Rabbi Elazar and said, please let Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya write for me a letter of recommendations. You read the first one. We read it when we said the first one. Let's do the second one. Reb Chizkiya, Reb Dustoy, Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina. Umata Bar Bishmei Reb Dustoy Saba. Hachid Kasavli. This is what he wrote for him. How are you? Shilachnu Lechem Adam Gadol. Right? We sent you a great man. Umahi Gdulasa. What is his greatness? She'inu Bo Shlomar Lo Shamati. He's not embarrassed to say, I didn't hear this. I don't know this. Lo Shamati. That's his godless, right? And that's the midah that we know it says in Perkei Avos. Perkei Avos, it says that there are arba midas b'chacham, and the midah of a chacham is the ability to say, I don't know, right? Rekiva Eger in Brachos, Daf Chaf Hei, quotes all the times that Rashi says, I don't know. I don't know. That's a lot, number of times in Chumash, in Shas, but if you look in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, so the fifth parak is all about the numbers parak. The numbers parak. Arba midos ba'adam, arba midos b'deyos, arba midos b'talmidim. And then you have there also arba shiva dvarim. Shiva dvarim begolem. The seven dvarim begolem. Golem is an unfinished product. But that's the opposite of a chacham. The shiva b'chacham. So we have the one that doesn't interrupt. Chacham in a medar b'lefin misha god in a chacham v'vinyin. Exactly what it says here, right? That's the midah v'chacham. Almasha lo shama omer lo shamati. So we mentioned in the past the thought that I heard from the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham, that he says, and what's the opposite? The last line in the Mishnah says, v'chilufein begolam. And the opposite by a golem is a raw material, an unfinished person. So what is the opposite? Well, the opposite is almasha lo shama omer shamati. What he didn't hear, he says he heard. That's a liar. The exact opposite is Amasha Shama Omer Shamati. What I heard, he says he heard. Why is that a golem? And what's the message of a chacham? So again, it's a deeper idea, not just to say I don't know. But if somebody wants and is thirsty for Torah, so then if he says that it comes to a shir and he heard the whole shir already, there's a little bit of something that I didn't hear. Ah, Amasha Lo Shama Omer Lo Shamati. I never heard that before. I never heard that expressed like that. What does a golem do? Almasha Shama Omer Shamati. Right? He's not interested in hearing things again. And the 75% of a shir he never heard before, but a few percentage year before. Oh, I heard this all before. The rabbi's repeating himself. That's the midah, as we have mentioned in the past, the midah of a chacham. Okay. So let's continue. Says the Gemara at the end here, Ma'ola Hatir Bipalanim. What does that mean? We've said already that Hataras Nadarim, we said on there earlier on the daf, Hataras Nadarim is parallel and is, you can have three that do it, and you can have one Yachin Mumche that does it, but we know it's parallel to, Din. And Dayanim have to have their head covers when they judge. Ituf. Needs ituf, right? The Gemara, the Karmanet here, quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud. Shrichen Adayanim lehis atef betalison b'shaas adin. They have to be misate betalis. So does Hataras Adarim also require that? Or is there less of a requirement? Palanim is a lesser of a head covering. Only recovers part of the head. It doesn't go on the shoulders. Ma'ala hatir bevalim. So could somebody who's matir neder, Hataras Adarim, could they be in a lesser form of head covering? Says the Karban Eda. Im heter nadarim sagi bepalanim, o dilma beinon talis dafka. So which one? So Rabbi Yevo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, matirim bepalanim. Rabbi, hitir bepalanim. The mutter. Rabbi Shubin Levi, matir bepalanim. Three rabbis that are matir. Rav Chunin B'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, b'makam shein talis. Rav Chunin B'shem Rabbi Yirmiya says maybe those rabbis only did it, or if it's not those rabbis, he's just arguing, only in a place where you can't get a talis. We can't get a full head covering. That's where we say that the palanim is allowed, but otherwise one should not rely on palanim. Amr Rabbi Yosi Barbun l'nedarim kalim. Rabbi Barbun has a split. He says nedarim kalim. We know there are two reasons why one might be matir neder: Pesach or Charata. Charata, he regrets it. He feels bad. Oh, I can't believe I'm so upset that I did that. Charata. Pesach means you got to figure out if you would have known what the future by now, would you have made the neder? That takes a lot more research and chachma. So suggests the Rabbi Yossi Barbun when it comes to charata. That's more simple and straightforward. So that you don't need the full head covering of a talis. That you could rely on palanim. Again, especially if you say the head covering is to block out the world and just be able to give you better kavana, so then it makes a lot of sense that, the deeper you have to think, the more head covering you need. Right? Says the carbon eidel. Underarm column, shin yitarm b'charata levad, matir nafilu b'palanim, l'fishen enzrichin iyun ve'eno kedin. V'hadam Rabbi Yirmiyah says to b'inan, talis hainu b'nedarim chamurim, shen yitarm b'pesach, Tzrichi iyuna, right? That's the Nedarim Chamurim, which require more iyun. Okay. Hilchas Shabbos, we get back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah here earlier in the, on yesterday's daf, the last Mishnah here in the first parak, discussed different categories. Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbalpeh. So the Mishnah said that Heter Nahatara Sedarim is invisible. It's not in the Torah Shabbosav at all. Shabbos, Chagiga, Me'ila, those are three examples where you have a little bit. You have a little bit of the Torah. Shabbos, Chagiga, and Me'ila. As we said, Chagiga is alluded to in the Lashon of Chag, Tachogu, and Chagasukos. And Me'ila, you have Asha Me'ilos. It's hard to know exactly where the Isser, right, the Rishonim discuss, where the source of the Isser of Me'ila is. We know there's a Karbana Me'ila and a payment of Mi'ila, but why the Isser of Mi'ila is not clear, but that's a little bit in the Torah, Shabbos, Mi'ila, and Chagiga. Then you have the third category where you have a lot of Torah Shebichsav, Dini Mamanis, Avoda, Tumavatara, Arayas, many, many psukim, Torah Shebichsav about that. Interesting, Shabbos has a little bit. Shabbos, the category, right, it says Losazakha Malacha, as we said in the last year, but also the category of Malacha is mentioned in the Torah, but it's not even by Shabbos. Right, we know the two magical words that define all of Malacha Shabbos is Malachas Machshevas. That's what defines all of Hilchas Shabbos. But that Pasuk is not even by Hilchas Shabbos. That Pasuk is by the Mishkan. The Mishkan was Malachas Machshevas thought out artisan, craftsman, professional work. But, and we learn from there, right, the Gemara and Shabbos, Bavli, Daf Mem Tesema Beis, that the juxtaposition of Shabbos and the Mishkan is that just like whatever they did on Shabbos, that's what you're not allowed to do in the Mishkan. Right? And that's the, makar, but Malachas Machshevas, right? One of the deus where we get 39 malachas from, there's a medrash. Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim quotes a medrash that says that those were the malachas that we had to do in Mitzrayim. So those are the malachas that when we left Mitzrayim, that how Shabbos is Zeichlis is Mitzrayim. So we don't do those malachas on Shabbos. So that's how, that's where the 39 comes from. But the Pashup Shat, the Gemara says, whatever malachas they did in the Mishkan, that's what we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So that's in the Torah. Malachas Machshevas is Hilchas Shabbos, but it's learned out from Mishkan. So it's very little. It's very little in the Torah, about Shabbos. And the other two on the list is Me'ila and Chagiga. But now the Gemara asks on top of Chesam and Aleph that in category three, it has Tumah V'Tahara. Category three, Tameos V'Taharos. It says the Gemara, really? That's in category three? Shouldn't that be in category two? Reb Yonah, Amar Reb Chama, Bar Ukva, Makshiv, Alo, Ein Ksiv, Ella. What does it say about Tahara? There's one pasuk about Tahara. Ach Ma'ayan Ubor Mikva Maim Yetahar. A Ma'ayan or a Mikva, the two categories of water sources that want Ketovah. Lin Ma'ayan Ubor Mikva Maim Yetahar. V'Lo Ma'ad Mimeno, Kam Alacha. You learn many Alachas from that one pasuk, right? If you look in the Pnei Moshe, he lists off a couple of the halachas that we learned. She'ein ha'mayim ha'mechubarim machshirim l'kabel tumah. If you have water that's mechubar, still to the ground, it cannot be machshir. Im nafla al zraim ha'mechubarim ein ha'mechsharim. If water fell on zraim that were still attached to the ground, it's not mechshar yet. But many halachas. So the question is just why is Tara in category three and not in category two. Okay, no answer given. Period. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, in bas halacha tachas yadecha. If you come face to face with a halacha, ve'enat yodea mativa, and you can't really fully understand it, and you don't know what the source is for it, al tafligena l'dvavar acher. Don't say, oh, it must not be true, or the carbon eidel lidros drashos dechukos. You could say maybe it's totally Torah Shebal Peh. Sha'arbe kama halachas, nemar l'Moshe miSinai. Because many halachas, there are halachas that we won't realize, but there are halachas Moshe miSinai, v'kulon mishuka'us b'mishnah, and they're sunk into the Mishnah. I mean, there are halachas that appear that you might not know the source for, and the Mishnah might not even quote a source, meaning a type of drasha, and yet it's the halacha. Why? So it might be halachas Moshe miSinai. Because after all, halachas Moshe miSinai does not have sources in the Torah, right? It's pure, the most pure Torah Shebal Peh. So says Reb Zeira, the name of Reb Yochanan, if you ever find the halacha that you're not sure what the source is, it could be a halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Amar Reb Yavun, v'yos, Reb Yavun says, that's exactly right. I agree with that. I agree that there are things that we don't realize are halacha l'Moshe miSinai, but it are. Hari, I'll give you an example. There's a Mishnah in Peah. Hari shnei minei chitim. The Mishnah in Peah says, if I plant two different things like wheat and barley, I have to give two peahs, one from each one. What if I plant wheat and wheat, two types of wheat, next to each other? How many peahs do I have to give? So the Mishnah there says, the Karmanei Edi here quotes the Mishnah from the second parak of Peah. Depends what your kavana was. What's the difference? Says the Mishnah there, and the Karmanei Edi here quotes it. Hazareya sadeo shnei minei chitim. If you plant you're in your field two types of wheat, us on goran echad. If you plant to harvest them all at once, mosi peah achas. Take off one peah. Shnei granos, those are shnei peahs. Two times, two harvests, so you have to take off two peahs. So again, the halacha Moshe miSinai is if you have two different peahs, barley and wheat, so then you take off two. What about this case? Ilule Shabbat Nachum upir shalano yodim ayinu. If Nachum wouldn't have come and explained that to us, would we have known it? No. We have any idea about that it's totally on kavana. It must be, right, it says the Chabad Eidah, v'chi ayinu yodin din zem min ha-seichel min ha-mikra. No. It must be halacha Moshe miSinai. Right, so just like that's halacha Moshe miSinai, so too there are many halachas in the Mishnayos that we could say, if we don't know the source, halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Period. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Lazar, echtav lo rubi tarasi. So we just quoted this a few days ago from the Gemara in the Bavli in Gittin Daf Samach. But now we're going to have it in the Yerushalmi with a little bit different formulations. But it's going to be the same idea. Rabbi Lazar, remember Rabbi Lazar said in Gittin Daf Samach, there's more Torah she b'chsav than there is Torah she b'alpeh. So let's see. Is most of the Torah shebichzav ella merubin? Exactly what the achronim, how we exploded from the achronim that explained that Gemara. It's the first in the Yerushalmi here. Merubin hadvarim hanidrashim min aksav, more in quantity is greater the things that are darshins from the psukim min hadvarim hanidrashim min apeh, from more than the things that are totally Torah shebal peh. There's more Allah has learned that from drashas chazal more than the Torah shebal peh. Says the Gemara, is that really true? The Kaini, is this really true? Today Moshe, last couple of skinny lines. Bitmi avichi kainu, follow rov Torah Shebal Peh, einam midrash midei midos. Not true. Most of our Torah Shebal Peh is not based on darshing psukim, zeir shavis and hekishes. Elakach kiblu ish mi pi ish, adalach Moshe miSinai. Right? We go back, ish mi pi ish. Most of it is not based on psukim. So Gemara says, Ella, no, this is what was meant. Ella chaviven advarim. Not that it's more, but it's more beloved. Chaviven advarim, shasmuchim l'ksav, and advarim shasmuchim l'peh. More beloved are things that connect to psukim in the ksav more than dvarim hasmuchim l'peh. Period. Amar Yudhu Bar Pazi, once we're on the topic of this pasuk, we'll quote other drasha, another drasha related to this pasuk. Echtov lov rubi torasi. Rubi, right, the first shot was rubi means much. Many. So now Ruby, maybe from the word riv, kariv chalnega, arguments, quarrel. Echtov lo Ruby Tarasi, Elo hatochachos. This is what's talking about. I'm going to write the tochachos, the riv Tarasi. Va'afilu kei lo kamo zarnachshavu, end of the pasuk. And yet, even with these warnings, they act against me. They act like a stranger to me. Says the Gemara. That's a second shot. Amar Rabbi Avun, third shot. If I would have written down most of the Torah, if I would have made a Torah Shebichsav, if I would have made everything Torah Shebichsav, then they would be strangers to me. Meaning we wouldn't have a special relationship. Right? This is what another way of saying what the Gemara says there in the Bavli in Gittin Daf Samach, that there was the special Krisas Bris that took place between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael is based on the Torah Shebal Peh. Because after all, if it was all written, Ma Bein on the Umos. If it was all written, then what's the difference between the Jews, and the other nations? Elam Otsi and Sefraim, Elam Otsi and Sefraim. Everybody takes out their books, right? If it was all written, elo motzien diftereihen, these take out their parchments. Elo motzien diftereihen, that they took out their parchments. So the way that we keep unique is by having the Torah shebal peh. It's not just based on a book. It's based on Har Sinai. It's based on going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? We know that the Bar Tanura is the one that comments on the beginning of Pirkei Avos. What is that Mishnah? Moshe Kibbutz Rabbi Sinai is a beautiful Mishnah. But the question is, what's it doing where it is? Right? Moshe Kibbutz Rabbi Sinai, the Shalshalas HaMasorah, shouldn't that be at the beginning of Shas? Right now, it's tucked away at the end of Seder Nezikin, the end of the fourth Seder. So why is that Mishnah there? It's a beautiful Mishnah, but why is that Mishnah there and not earlier? So explains the Rav Bar Tanura that we don't need Moshe Kibbutz Rabbi Sinai, we don't need the Shalshalas HaMasorah at the beginning of Shabbos, Erevin, Mi'ila, Krisis. Of course, where else did all those halachas come from? Right? Of course it comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But where do we need it? Beginning of Pirkei Avos, which isn't about any halacha. It's about ethics. It's about being a nice person, about Derech Eretz. There, one might have said that this was humanly written. This is an ethics book, like every nation has their ethicists. So here, this is the ethics book. Moshe Kibbutz Rabbi Sinai. This is from Har Sinai too. Everything is from our Sinai. And that's the contrast between us and the other nations, as the Gemara says here. Right? We don't just take out each books. They have books and we have books. No, this comes from oral tradition. Nemru, if you remember, we had this recently. We had this in the fourth parak in Megillah, back a couple of weeks ago. Nemru, Dvarim Bepev, and Nemru, Dvarim Bechsav. So there are Dvarim, there's Torah Shabbat, Petra Shabbat Chsav. Einon Yodem, Elum, and Chaviven. I don't know which one is more beloved. Elam and Matav Siv, because based on the pasuk that says Ki Alpar Alpi Advarma Ela, Alpi is a lashon Zorosh Alpe, Karati is Chabris Ves Yisrael, Alpi Advarma Ela. That's where I have a covenant with the Jews. Hada Amra Osan Shebepe Chaviv. It must be Zorosh Alpe is more Chaviv, because you see in the pasuk that the Bris is connected to Alpi. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Shmuel, Bar Shimon. That this is actually a machlokas. Chad Amar Im Shimarta Masha Bepe. If you guarded and kept Dorash Valpe, Vishimarta Mashabaksav and Dorash Baksav both, Anikore Zitchabris. So that will get a Krisas Bris. Vimlav Anikore Zitchabris. And if not. So this first day, argues on what was said previously. Right? What's the Krisas Bris? Only with both. Only Dorash Baksav and Dorash Valpe. The Charana Amr, but the other opinion says, no, it's not about a Bris. Bris maybe is only on Dorash Valpe, as we said before. I watch this pasuk. Im shimarta mashabepeh, vishimarta mashabechsav, atamakabal schar. If you want full schar, then you gotta keep both. Vim lav and atamakabal schar. And if not, you're no makabal schar. But the krisas bris is only on the Torah Shabbat peh. But if you want schar, full schar, then you have to keep both Torah Shabbat Chsav and Torah Shabbat peh. Period. Om Reb Shubin Levi, aleihem, ve'aleihem, the vav. Kol kichal, the extra kaf. Dvarim hadvarim. So you have three, so as if it says six times, not just three words, but six. So mikra, mishnah, talmud, all of this was given at our Sinai. That's what the context of the pasuk is. Halachos va'agados, all given at our Sinai. Va'afilu, adding in a vav, afilu mashadamad vasik asid lahoros. Even what, in the future, what any talmud was going to paskin, taking out the two words, lefnei rabo, kfar nevar lamashim Sinai. Everything was said at Har Sinai. Matam, what's the source for Har Sinai being the source of all of our halacha? Yesh davar, not the pashup shot of the pasuk in the beginning of Koheles, but it's as if it's a conversation. Yesh davar shiyomar, ra'azeh chadash hu, re'ezeh chadash hu. The answer is, chaver meshiv omar lo, kfar haya le'olamim. Kfar haya le'olamim, asher haya milafaneinu. End of the pasuk. So, it's a remez to, nothing is new, all came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Good. Rebbe Zeira b'shem Shmuel, two days now in the name of Shmuel. First Rebbe Zeira b'shem Shmuel. Ein morin but lo min ha'alachos. You cannot give a psak as extending a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's the first day. First version of Shmuel is, because halacha Moshe B'Sinai is a chiddush. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, as we mentioned in the past, the Rambam holds that it's not based on any pasuk. It's not based on, if I would give you 100 years, you still wouldn't figure out Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So if you have Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you can't extrapolate from that to other cases. Because after all, this is a chiddush, right? Ein lecha bo ela chidusha. V'lo min agados, you also can't learn from agadata, which is not meant to be in halacha context. V'lo min tosafos, and not
from the Tosafos, right, meaning the Toseftas and the Brises, Elabin HaTalmud, only what's hardcore, the halacha that's come up within the Gemara. Says the Gemara, really? You can't learn from halacha Moshe B'Sinai? V'atanar v'chalafta bar shalhi, ki shnei minei chitim, hi shnei minei sa'orim. 1 second, but what we said before about the peah, the two different types of peahs, two different types of barley has the same halacha as two different types of wheat. So isn't halacha Moshe B'Sinai about wheat and then you extended it to barley? So don't you see that you did, the Tadir of Chalat of Rashol did, extend the halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Answer no. Amar B'Zi'ira, kachai salacha b'yadam. There was always the halacha. Whenever you have two types of anything, of barley, two types of wheat, that was the original halacha Moshe B'Sinai. V'sheichei chuha. But then they forgot it. And then when they remembered it, that hishnei b'michitim, hishnei minei sa'orim. Originally, it was always that, right? Whatever types it was. Then it was forgotten. They thought it was only wheat, and then it went back, and they realized it was all types. Says the Gemara, really? I'll ask you another question on that. But taninan, we learned it in a different Mishnah in Peah, hamachalik b'som lachim lashuk, umakayim yaveshim lagoren, where the case was, what if you have moist onions and dry onions, you leave the dry onions in the ground, you're just going to pick the moist onions. We need two different goals, two different destinies of these onions. So there you have two different payas. So Islacha Memar Shukva Gorin Kachai Salacha Biyadam Shechechua. There too you want to say, that was the original and then they forgot it. It is, if it's true, if that is really part of Lach Moshe B'Sinai, the original, so explain the Mefarshim, it should have said that in the Mishnah. Right, that's the bigger chiddush. It's a bigger chiddush to say the exact same types, moist and dry, are two separate things, more than two different types of barley, two different types of wheat. So if this is really part of the original Moshe B'Sinai, I should have said it. The fact that it didn't, it must be maybe it's not part of the Moshe B'Sinai originally, and this is against Reb Zeir B'Shem Shmuel. Really, you can be more from Halach Moshe B'Sinai. Once you have a yesod taught in Halach Moshe B'Sinai, so maybe it can be extended. It can be extended. That's what the, look at the last couple of, skinny lines in the Karban Eida. Elavadai, de medame nafilo, alach Moshe B'Sinai. Right, or medame, and we, argue. So that's Rabbi Zeira in the name of Shmuel. Next, now we have a different Amora in the name of Shmuel. Bichananya b'shem Shmuel in lemeidim min ha-horaya. You can't paskin based on horaya means learning in shir, we would call it. Learning in Ian shir, paskining from that. No, you can't paskin from a shear, if it wasn't actual halachamaisa psak, maybe psak would be different. Hakol modiv she'en lemeidim namaisa. And also, everyone agrees that you can't learn from any specific case, right? Because maybe there's a case that you don't know exactly what the factors are in each and every case, right? Maybe this had a specific factor that you had to be, the rabbi had to be mekel. If he didn't explain himself. Amalei Rabbi Mana hadadat amar behud lo savar. So Rabbi Mana thought is that maybe you can't extend it only in a case where it's like somewhat he's not so learned, the low savar. But who, the savar of it, but maybe if he is learned and he could come up with lumdus himself, maybe you can extend it from the hora'ah. Right, see the last few medium lines in the Pnei Moshe. Bram bahu de savar avan, avalim hu bal svara, ose hu api svara, shenira lo ladamas mosul lamilsa, shera maisa mirabo. Right, so Reb Mana asked, is this true? Right, does it, is this, that you're not allowed to be lemeidim min ha-horaya, is that only where a person is not so learned, but if he's learned and able to distinguish between cases and apply them, then he would be able to. So I'm really nice. Main the summer, main the low summer. Either way, doesn't matter how smart he is, he cannot extend. Behu de palik, if it is a controversial topic. From hu behu de lo palik, if it's not controversial at all, it's simple, everybody agrees, so then main summer, main low summer of it. Then it's not a problem. He can and extend whatever he wants, period. Now we have a couple of halachas that the Mefarshim struggle, and they say maybe it was all these halachas were said in the Beis Medrash together, because they don't really seem to have anything to do with what we're talking about, or anything to do with each other, as we will see. But they're here, so we do it. Rabbi Yevo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kol yisurin sheriba aleihem. Right, the halacha of ein mevatlin isur l'chadfila. There's a whole simin in Shulchan Aruch Yoredei about this, and simin sadites. All these surim shariba aleim, all these surim that bittul happened, riba aleim, shogeg, if bittul happened to shogeg, like almost always shogeg, it fell in, mutter, then find us mutter. Mazed aser, but if the mazed somebody wanted to be mevatel, that's called number one, Ein mevatlan esar achila, you're not allowed to do that. And number two, if it was done, we find the person who did it. We find him, because mezid aser, we find him. So that's Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, it's a Mishnah. What do you need Rabbi Yochanan for? V'lo mas nisi, it's a Mishnah in Trumas. Im shogig motve mezid aser. So we already know from the Mishnah in Truma that if somebody is mevatel Truma in Chulin, so then again, it's 1 to 100, not 1 to 60, so then it is the same halacha applies. So what's Rabbi Yochanan adding? Answer, we can go with our girsa. Masnisa b'truma. The Mishnah is about truma. Maybe truma is chamor. So maybe truma aim of atlan is l'chadchila. It's why it's a chamor. The Karban Eda says because it's only bata 1 to 100. The Pnei Moshe says it's misa b'di shamayim if Yisrael eats it. But deruba asa meim alacha. That's a phrase the Yerushalmi sometimes says. The chiddush he's telling you, Rabbi Yochanan is telling you a chiddush v'afilu b'shar kol advarim. Even by other isurim, also we would say that these halachas applies, and it's also aim of atlan even by other isurim. There is another girsa that some have, but not deruba, but may put the comma after that word. Masisa b'truma derabanan, not deruba. So maybe it's saying the opposite. Truma, maybe truma is more mako, because it's only truma derabanan is banazep, but by other daraisi isurim, maybe it would be machmer even b'shogeg. Even b'shogeg. Okay, different girsos. How do you understand that? One more line, Rav Acha, B'Shem Rav Yochanan. Number two statement that seems, it's separate and just the name of Rav Yochanan. This is Rav Yonasan. K'shem Shemin Salomar Adavashu Nase, Kach Mitzvah Shalolomar Adavashu Ino Nase. As it says in Bavli and Yivamis, just like it's a mitzvah to say something that will be heard or will be done, it's a mitzvah not to say rebuke if you know that it's going to be rejected, right? Well, rebuke is only supposed to be constructive, and if you don't think it's going to be constructive, then we don't say it. Okay, we'll stop here.